Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Merlot Show. I am Melinda.
And I'm Marcella.
I'm coming
and
to
tonight.
You live.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that.
You got to tell everybody where you're from, girl.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm coming to you almost live from Lewisburg,
okay.
Tennessee. Okay, and what I was going to say is tonight our show is about fraud and identity theft. And, you know, I heard identity theft was on the rise, and, you know, it must be because when I woke up this morning, I couldn't remember who the hell I was. So is it, does that make, that's identity theft, somebody stole it, didn't they?
That's why you didn't remember to say who you were or where you was from, huh?
That's right. I forgot. Somebody stole it.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, it's gotten so bad.
I know they were just talking this week about Blue Cross and Blue Shield or whatever that insurance company is?
Yes, that is actually, I think, the second largest health care insurer. They,
I mean, somebody hacked into it and got people's info and was selling it over. Ain't they already had bids on all of the identities on the internet, they said?
That's what they do is they sell those identities once they steal the information. From what I understand, now this is like from, let's see, I don't know what the source on this one is, but anyway, up to 80 million employees and consumers have been exposed to personal information.
Dang, that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad it ain't me.
Computer system. The information that's been breached is like customers' names, addresses, telephone numbers, email addresses, their date of birth, social security numbers, their
member
ID.
What more do they need?
Employer information and possibly their income details.
Dang. So they can fill out a they can fill out, like, a tax return, too, on it.
Yeah, I know.
If they've got that.
Mm-hmm. And
I think we just gave them an idea.
Well, actually, that's probably what they did, because this same week, was it TurboTax was hacked into?
Oh,
you
that's
think?
Right.
They probably did. I mean, they were moving fast. Because they shut down the software company, the e-filing part of it, for like one day. You couldn't even file on there for a day. It's opened back up now. They've restarted the e-filing again.
Well, what was the purpose of shutting it down if they're going to open it right back up?
According to CNN, the TurboTax said that they had tightened up their security. So it wouldn't be breached anymore, and they felt more safer. And
that sounds like a scam to me.
And then you're talking about 29 million people use TurboTax to file their tax returns. I'm one of them.
Well, I've used it for my mother-in-law.
Yeah, I mean, it's very well known. Now, they said that... I think H&R Block has an online service too. Besides going to the, you know, place of business, they said that so far they haven't had any breaches in their system. So that's good.
They must not think many people get as much money back there, so they're not going to fool with them. They're going for where
either
people.
That or somebody. You know, it makes you wonder sometimes if their competition. You know, if it's a crooked company, competition doing something like that, I don't think H&R Block would do that because, like you said, they're not. I mean, they're big, but they've kind of lost their fizzle. fizzle.
Yeah, you
fizzle and sizzle. Yeah.
Sizzle, fizzle, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this past week I told you about my husband's account on AT&T was messed up, where somebody had stolen his identity and went to a store 300 miles away from where we live in Georgia and bought two more phones and an iPad. Really pissed me off because I don't even have an iPad. and then they upped the data on his plan and everything.
Wow.
Which I didn't realize about the data until yesterday, and I had to call the fraud department back. But they said that they came in
Did
the
you
store
say frog?
With...
Did you say yeah. frog department? I think
that's frog,
don't you?
I do too. I'm not even going to play along.
Yeah, I know.
But I had to
So they
call
take his account, and they can charge, like, on a cell phone bill, they can charge merchandise, basically. They can buy new phones,
yeah.
charge it to your account. Is that what happened?
That's what they did, and then they say they resell it. That's how they make their money. And if they go ahead and turn it on, then we're paying for their bill. And evidently they were going to turn one of them on because they upped our data plan so that they could do, because we don't text, so we don't have
right.
data. And
yeah.
they put all that on there extra for international, too. So it makes you wonder, I mean, who are they going to be
yes.
texting international?
Yeah.
Are there, you know, so we got that all took care of. And I'm going to tell you, it took 2 days to get it all straightened out.
It is a pain. It is a pain.
You have to go and put, what is it called, a initial fraud alert on your credit report thing.
Yeah, there's like three different credit report. Like there's TransUnion, and then there's a couple more that you can put a freeze or
mm-hmm.
an alert on your credit to tell them, you know, hey,
yeah,
no new credit or nothing can be charged unless, you know, you approve it. And then you have, I think you can put like a, there's a password that you have to go through. But
yeah.
the problem there is if you want to actually buy something,
yeah.
it makes it hard for you to buy anything.
But that's okay. I want it to be hard.
Yeah.
After going through this, they can make it as hard as they want to on us. We don't need to spend the money anyway. We got to pay
yeah.
for all these telephone and iPads.
You don't have to actually pay for it, though, do you?
No, actually, we don't.
Yeah.
With AT&T, they took it off, and supposedly I'll find out whenever we get our bill, but... I just can't believe that we were victims of identity theft. But then on the upside, our
mm-hmm.
credit rating has never been so high.
Oh, no.
But for real, I mean, it's really been a stinker to fool with. And I get
it
credit.
It's a pain.
He gets credit. Yeah, and to think that somebody can do that. And we actually talked to some law enforcement people, and they said 9 times out of 10, do you know how they get your info? It's from a doctor's office. They throw their files away after so long, and they don't shred them, and people pick it up out of the trash. Or there have been cases where the people who work in the office have sold the information. What I need to
yeah,
know
there
is,
are, you know, a crook is, you know, a crook can find you anyway, because, you know, of course,
yeah.
in these large cases, you know, like TurboTax
yeah.
and these you know, the insurance company like Blue Cross Blue Shield, that was done through hackers through a, you know, computer system. But there are so many other ways. You're right. Besides that, now, whenever
mm-hmm.
my credit was stolen, mine
mm-hmm.
was through. Mail from a previous address.
Yeah.
The temptation of the reason I found out that my Social Security number was even stolen was we were moving and buying another house, and they said, "Oh, your credit is fine, but you sure do have a lot of credit cards." And I was like, "No, I don't." And I said, "Let me have a card." I said, "No, I don't." And they said, "Yeah, you do. But, you know, you're paying it." And I'm like, I don't have a lot of credit cards, and I hadn't been paying them because I don't have them. And I was
yeah.
like, what? And then I go, can I need to see a copy of that. And I looked, and I was like, oh, my gosh. That's not me. That's not me.
Yeah.
Did you talk about going through the ringer and trying to, you know, move at the same time, going from a different state? It was a pain in the butt. I finally got it all cleared up. But the weirdest part, the person that stole it, they were paying the credit card. But what they were doing, they would pay it, and then they would open up another card with my Social Security number.
Well,
oh,
then anyone
messed
their credit up.
Because they were going to be using my number, they didn't want to mess it up, did they?
Well, see, what's the thing about this is usually whoever does it is usually somebody you don't know. But in your case, mm-hmm. you did know them, and that's even scarier. And
yeah,
there's
well,
parents
I didn't know them that
who use,
way. I didn't know them that well, but I did know
them. Yeah, but you knew
them.
Of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's people who use their kids' Social Security numbers to get, like you said, credit cards or even having utilities turned on, whatever, because their credit is so bad, they're messing up their kids' credit by using it, and the kids won't never know it until they get grown and start to try to buy something. And then, I'm sorry, but you owe all this and this. Well, how can I owe that? I've never had anything. And that's happening. They said that's one of the number one things that's happening.
That's not good. That is not good. But I don't remember it being this bad years ago. It's always been, where.
No, I think it got worse. I think it got worse with computers, I believe. That's when it started mm-hmm. really getting worse. Because, you give credit cards over the line if you're ordering something, and you just got to be careful. But no matter how careful you are, it's still a possibility. But I did find a way that you can protect yourself. The surefire way is to protect yourself from identity theft is to mm-hmm. steal somebody else's identity first, because lightning never strikes twice.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you go to jail, though.
Well, now, you brought that up. Mama always did tell us you could be anything you wanted to be when you grew up. I mean, you told your own son that, right?
But yeah, I did.
It turns out.
Be anything you want to when you grow up. I mean,
well,
if you set your mind to it, you can.
Well, it turns out the police are calling that identity theft now, so don't be telling you youngins that no more.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't think of it like that. Some of them thieves are wanting to be several people stealing all of those identities.
Well, some of them are taking on male and female, and they can't make up their mind which one they want to be at all.
You can change your name. It seems pretty easy. You could be anybody you want to be. But, of course, your Social Security number and all that other
information. You can't change that.
Attached to you. So.
Mm-hmm. You might go change your name, but your Social Security number should stay the same.
Yeah. But how do they know it's really you? They don't. And that's why people steal your
identity. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I think probably less information you can give out, the better. I'd ask them, do you honestly need this when you're filling out? I mean, when you go to a doctor's office now, they want your Social Security number. They used to never want that. Now they want it.
Well, if you have insurance, you have to give your Social Security number to the insurance company to begin with. You have to do that.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't have to do it at the doctor's office, though. I mean, they ask for your card. What more do they want?
Well, I think the reason they're even asking for that, I may be wrong, which is rare, but is that Social Security number has to match up with your insurance ID number, and that way they know that you didn't steal the insurance card and that it actually belongs to you.
They don't check
most
into
of the time
it at
they
all.
Don't. They ask for your driver's license instead of your social security number.
They ask for a social security number everywhere we've been, and they're not going to get it anymore. They're going to tell me why they got to have it. That's something I'm just going to start withholding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like a virgin. No, I don't want to. No,
like a virgin,
it.
Yeah.
Like a virgin for the very first time.
Yeah, no, no.
That's the only way I know around any of it. And it does say on the little thingamajiggy to protect yourself, it says, do not give out personal information like your Social Security number
mm-hmm.
over the phone or in a fax or on social
email.
Media.
Yeah.
Yeah. And always use shredders. And, you know, we do that part, but we're doing mm-hmm. our part. It just seems like other people are not doing their parts.
Right.
So then what do?
Ain't a whole lot you can do, but if on that TurboTax,
mm-hmm.
you know, they stole all that information, and whenever people are getting ready to file the returns, it says you've already filed your return this year. That would be bad.
Yeah. Nice.
But anyway, they've given out a number if you've been, you mm-hmm. know, a victim of it. If anybody wants it, I don't know if, you know, they come across it, but it's 800-944-8596 if anybody needs to call that number. And you know, if somebody calls your house and they say, we've got a problem with your credit card and we need to fix it, I need your Social Security number, do not give it out. If they
no.
call you, now if you're calling them, that's a different story. But if they call you, you do not know who's on that other line because they can change their telephone number to make it look like it's coming from
exactly.
anywhere, from
yeah.
a business, from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get these phone calls all the time from scammers that are saying, hey, your computer, this is Microsoft, your computer has a virus, you
yeah.
know, and people
and that's
fall
just
for
to
that.
Get in there and get your info, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of like the little scam they got going on from Nigeria that, you know, everybody's heard about it, about
yeah.
the, what is it, the prince or something. I don't know. It's a bunch of bull hockey. And what gets me is people fail for it, but and people fall for all the scams at some point, but you got to be smarter and just say no. And it's terrible because
yeah, on Dr. Phil the other day, they had this guy that he had gotten the emails from Nigeria saying that this girl, you know, if she has this real pretty picture up on, you know, Facebook, and
uh-huh.
and he, you know, falls in love with her, and then she says, I've inherited all this money, and anyway, they get engaged, and she
uh-huh.
says, I need you to send me money so I can receive my millions. I just need you to send me, you know, thousands so I can get the millions. And so he does it. And over a three-year period, he had sent out over $100,000 there. And I'm thinking, come on. I mean, he was like, he finally, I mean, because they did some research. They even put some you know, guys, reporters and stuff out there to investigate, investigators out there to find out exactly the addresses that she gave him. There
mm-hmm.
was nobody there. Nobody had ever lived there. There was no lawyer that was drawing up the papers.
It was just a big scam, right?
Yes. It's crazy that people will fall for that, but they do.
Well, that he did it enough times to pay out $100,000, that's unreal.
Oh,
that somebody...
That's why his sister had him there. He needed therapy.
Oh, God.
He really did. You know, Dr. Phil, he gave him, I don't like Dr. Phil, but
I don't either.
Help. He did get him some help.
Well, you know, people have been scamming people for years over the Internet. I mean, there's that phishing, and then there's,
mm-hmm.
you know, people will lie to you in the chat rooms or in the Facebook and say they're single and they're falling in love with you, and then they come to see you, they look nothing like they did in the picture, and they're crazy, and I don't know, on some of the shows I've seen, they've actually killed the people, so, you know, don't do that. It's just simple, don't do that.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, that's it. Just don't do it. I understand if you want to meet somebody, do it safely.
Smart.
Do it smartly.
Be smart about it.
Yeah. But you don't believe everything somebody tells you over the internet or over the phone.
Here's what you can, act like you do if you want to, though. Have a little fun every once in a while. That time that the guy from Microsoft called me, I don't know, I was in one of them moods, and he calls and he goes, ma'am, this is Microsoft. You know, he has the accent, and he says, I need you to get on your computer, and I'm going to help you get this virus off your computer. And I went, oh, my God. And I went, oh, my God, I got a virus? What am I going to do? I said, I've been feeling okay. I didn't think I was sick. And he goes, no, ma'am, it's on your computer. And I said, what do I do? He says, well, let's get on the computer. So I pretended I was, you know, I said, well, wait a minute. And I, you know, put phone down and let him read, you know, just so a little while. He says, ma'am, are you there? And I said, yeah, my computer's really slow. And I kept him on the line, and I kept him on the line. And I kept messing with him. And he goes, now, do this, do that. I said, okay, wait a minute, you're talking too fast. And, and he'd say one letter, and I'd say another. And then finally he says, you got up ahead? I said, yeah. And then he said, now, hit enter. And I hit enter, and I said, I don't understand. It says something about this is a scam. Contact your authorities now. And he said, hit the X now. He said, close it. I said, I don't know how. And he says, hit the X. I said, I'm hitting the X. And there's just X's coming up on my screen. I acted like I was hitting the X. I didn't even have my computer on, by the way.
It sounds fun. I wish I'd been there.
I kept messing with him. And it went on for quite a while. And then I started telling him stories about making up crap about my husband was leaving me. I was just going on and on about crap, making it up as I was going. And finally, I told him, I said, how damn stupid do you think I am? Do you actually think I'm on a computer doing this? I said, you're nothing but a scam artist. I said, I've tracked this call, don't you? I said, they will be after your ass very soon. And and he started cussing me. He was all nice and sweet, but then he started cussing me. And I was dying laughing at him. Just, you know, sometimes people, when they're mad, if you start laughing at them, it will burn them up.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So I thought, yeah, you mess with me, I'm going to mess with you. And
yeah,
I told him, I said, by the way,
I
have a gun permit.
Just be on the safe side.
I let him know I do have my gun permit, and I do. I don't think you really want to mess with me.
Yeah, I really hate to get those that when you're, you know, like when you confront them, they just get really angry, like it's all your fault. It's not their fault that they're trying to get something off of you. It's our fault because we're confronting them. I confronted one lady who called me about credit cards, and I do not have a credit card, and I tell them that, and I told them, you're not supposed to be calling me. This one lady called, usually it's a machine. She called, and I thought it was a machine, and then finally I heard a little something different, so I said, excuse me, let me stop you a minute. She said, okay, ma'am, what is it? I said, I'm on the do not call list, and I actually can have you arrested for calling me. And she started this weird cackle. Well, go ahead if you think you can find my ass. You ain't going to do a damn thing. And just hung up on me. pissed me off. I could have called her back. I would
have. Yeah, because they use these numbers where, well, I don't know, what do you call that? It's where they can use somebody else's telephone number to call you. It would look like they're calling from a different number.
Exactly. And that's what she was doing. She actually had called me from my electric company here in my town, their number. So I called them to let them know that it was going on.
Yeah.
And they said that they had got one more call about they were doing that. And says they even checked around. They even called the guys out. And I said, I'm not even on Lewisburg Electric. I'm on the one that's out in the boonies, you know, our other electric company. And I said, but I do know that it wasn't y'all because the lady got ugly with me, and it was about credit cards. And so I had told them all the info they needed, and evidently they had been doing it quite a bit, using that number. They found it, and they decided to use it, thinking, well, they'll get somebody on the line and maybe get, you know, some idiot that'll go along with it and say, oh, you're kidding me. My credit cards have been, And there are a few that's doing it.
Yeah. Like you said, since the Internet has, you know, become so everyday use anymore, that is actually the place where most of the, you know, the stolen IDs happen. And it's almost like the Internet now is like the wild, wild west. There's no regulations. Well, they are starting to regulate it more. They've started to toughen up on the laws, which is great. I saw the other night where this guy had opened up this website where it was get even with your ex, and what he would do was if a guy broke up with a girl and the guy was pissed at her, he could send nude pictures of his ex-girlfriend, and this guy would post it on his website without the permission. You know, women post nude pictures all the time, but these are everyday people. Well, I say everyday. I don't know if everybody poses nude, but I'm just saying.
I'm just going to let everybody know right now, if you see a nude picture of me, I did not pose for it. It was taken in some bad position of some sort where they were sneaking a peek somewhere because I did not pose. That is not me.
Well, all these girls know the boyfriend might have just snapped it. You know, phones are so easy now to snap a picture.
That's
true. He might have just snapped it. And so, I mean, these new pictures, they were. Then the guy that opened up the website, the girls would call and wanted him to take that picture down. And he would charge them to take the picture down. That's how he made his money.
Oh, there's the scam there. Yeah.
Okay. In California, they passed a law where you and toughened up on doing that sort of thing. This guy is in prison. I mean, I think he got like 20 years.
All right.
Yeah, they're making an example out of him. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, people need to learn a lesson here. I mean, they've got to start policing the Internet.
Exactly. Because, you know,
well, we
I
have 90 seconds left.
Oh, well, we better talk about next week's show. I want everybody to please join us because we're going to do an update on gay marriages, and we will have a guest. So please join us. It should be interesting.
Because a lot of things have changed since the last show that we had about it, and like you said, we'll have a guest that we had several people call in last time, and we ended up with I think a couple of thousand listens on that show, but we'll have to find out what everybody's opinion is on it, and see what else happened and will happen.
Yeah, and a lot has changed since then, yeah. So, hey, yeah, join us. And how much time have we got left?
We have about 20 seconds. So,
okay, did you say fraud or frog again?
I wouldn't mind having some frog legs.
Frog legs? I never heard of frog legs.
Frog.
Oh, fraud.
Yeah. 10 seconds. Well, we'll see y'all next week. It has been interesting. Good night.
Good night, everybody.